Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Okay, so hi, it's Healthy Gut Girl coming to you live from deep inside your large intestine, and I'm here with Mark Lobato.
Hello.
And I have this really cool story to tell. So I'm sitting in my living room, and I hear Dita going bananas, right? She's outside, and she's just barking like crazy, and I walk outside, and it was the mailman, but it was a different mailman than usual, which is why they weren't coming in. Most of the mailmen aren't afraid of her. And they were like, mailman, or no, they said UPS, and they had a box, and they just like threw it across the yard, you know, and they just walked away. Because, you know, they don't want to get bit by ferocious little furry Dita. So I'm like, oh, okay, great. And, you know, there's other people that live in this complex. So I just grabbed the box and didn't think anything of it and looked at it, and it was for me.
And it said fragile on it.
Yeah, it said fragile, and I opened it, and everything was broken. No, it was just a box, and I came in here and opened it, and it was my book. It was the first proof copy of my book, Gut Health Diet for Beginners. I had no idea they were sending it to me. I had no idea of nothing. And I just about fell off
like
my chair.
Like a kid on Christmas morning,
right? It was great. And Steve was here, my friend Steve, and he took a picture of me with the book that I have to post because I'm sure I did look like a kid on Christmas morning. It was super cool. And I was so pleased. It's such a beautiful, bright cover. And it's
pleasing colors.
It is, and I like it because it's not like a gigantic book that's intimidating, that's just nothing but recipes. It's actually 70 recipes.
Yeah, total with index, you got 157 pages.
That's great, right? And then it has a bunch of, you know, references and resources, and it's got all kinds of goodness, including...
Well, that's what I like about the book. And I feel that, you know, a lot of people come out with books lately, and you're like, okay, another book. Who has time to read? You know, you know, and even like, you know, other previous authors says, you know, most books, you can make them small, but just for publishing purposes, that's why most of them are really thick. Mm-hmm. And so when you said I've got a book, I'm like, okay, well, you know, these books aren't on the market and they're already thick. And I'm glad this is kind of smaller version, mm-hmm. because then this makes it, I think you open up more possibilities of people getting it because, mm-hmm. okay, great, gut health. I don't have to read a 500-page tome.
Right.
I think this is fantastic that you kept it this short.
Well, I think that that's kind of what we're about, isn't it? That's kind of what this podcast is about. That's how my lectures are. That's how my private consults are. That's how everything I do is, because I feel like it needs to be really, really applicable, and it needs to be simple. It can't be complex because people are already busy, but they're also a lot of people are already not feeling good. And so, you know, they don't want to have to sit down and read through this book and like just, you know, try to get through all of the science and the clinical data and, you know, recipes that they would never make themselves. There's 15 ingredients, 20 ingredients. It's just really simple. And there's only 5 ingredients, not including salt, pepper, and oil in all the ingredients. I mean, in all the recipes.
Well, look, so I'll just take it back a little bit. With our podcast and the prevailing knowledge now, gut health knowledge has increased like tenfold. It's everywhere. Most people starting to catch on that this is a major component of your health, mm-hmm. that this is the foundation of good health. And you kind of like take it from, okay, people out there have the basics. They understand this is out there. So now you just like, you leap past that and go, okay, you know the knowledge, you've listened to the podcast, let's jump right in, mm-hmm. right? I mean, that's kind of where this takes.
Yeah, and it's, you know, it says gut health for beginners, gut health diet for beginners. And so people think, oh, well,
person can't buy this?
Right, no. So it's not like that at all. Like, in fact, I was, you know, I've done a couple of other interviews for the book, but the questions they were asking me were like, you know, so is this really going to take off in Los Angeles? Because everybody here, nobody's new to gut health out here. And I feel like it's exceptionally important here because people get so saturated with health and nutrition information. And then they, they get lost in their own, you know, all these different programs or diets or supplements that they're just lost in, and they're not feeling better. And then they say, well, what am I doing wrong? I'm doing everything. I'm spending $1,000 a month at Air One trying to get better or whatever. And what am I doing wrong? And I think that this book brings you back to the basics. It's like everyone's a beginner. The beginning is the gut. Is the gut. So gut health for beginners. And I really think it goes back. If you just take yourself back to the basics and start again, this is a great place. Now, where it is not real, where the book might not be completely appropriate for a really advanced person or somebody who has, you know, been doing gut health for a while or has been on the GAPS diet or whatever, is that I did my best to mitigate die-off in this, to mitigate Herxheimer reactions and detox reactions. So, and the way I did that was by not completely eliminating sugar. So there isn't any refined sugars in it, but there is some raw honey and there is bananas.
Oh, I saw some of the desserts in the back. I'm like,
yeah,
that's
there's like
glad
papaya.
You brought that up, because I was like, you have chocolate in there?
Yeah, right. And there's papaya.
Right.
So it's like that stuff is, you know, because I don't, first of all, I don't want people to burn out. I don't want people to get like me. You get on a diet and then 6 days later, you're off of it because it's just like, this is so hard. Like the body ecology or GAPS diet or the FODMAP diet or low histamine diet. These things are really, really, really challenging. And so for people who have, you know, who have a lot of imbalances, but yet they're not totally ready to completely jump off in the deep end. And jumping off in the deep end can cause a lot of detox reactions. So you can literally get worse before you get better. And now you're dealing with weeks of not feeling well and having to not go to work. So I feel like this really mitigates that. And when it's something I wanted when I started. You know, when Charlie and I did the body ecology for 2 years and then cleanse after cleanse after cleanse, I felt like, yeah, this is amazing and life-changing and our lives are getting better and the quality of our lives are getting better. But the lows were so low. The detox was so low and so hard for me. He didn't have a problem with it, but I did majorly. And I just thought, man, you know, if I ever write a book, if I ever create a diet, I'm going to do something that helps people through that transition. And one of the ways is to not completely shock your body into to dumping all this toxicity.
Well, yeah, that was, you two kind of are not the norm in society. You two do the extreme kind of things. I would say too extreme. But not many people are going to do the whole protocol that the BED. I mean, I didn't do the whole protocol.
The body culture.
I was like, you know what? I just started implementing just the healthy food stuff. I didn't go through the cleansing stuff.
Yeah.
And I benefited greatly just from doing that.
Yeah.
Now, when you say 7-day plan, this is just in 7 days, someone's going to come look at this book and go, oh, you know what? I got this. I got my skin, my acne. In 7 days, it's going to clear up. Is this the health magazine book in 7 days?
That's the clickbait. No, just
that's
kidding.
The 4-hour gut health plan.
That's just so you're like, 7 days, damn it, I'm getting this. I'll take two. So actually in the book, I address that there is science that shows that with specific dietary changes, the microbiome can become more diverse and start to shift in a more positive and harmonious direction. And the studies are in that book. I know it's a thin book, but there's a lot of good
the
stuff.
The studies are in there somewhere.
They're
okay.
In there. But there
the
is
the cliff notes of the study.
Yeah. There's a specific group of studies that were done. And that's the idea, right? Microbiomes, I always make this reference, is microbiomes are like the Amazon rainforest, you know? You have to have, the Amazon rainforest is so diverse with its flora and its fauna. It's just so diverse, from microorganisms you cannot see to trees. And everything is in harmony, well, usually. And that's the way it's supposed to be with our guts, you know? And so really diverse. But we have all these different strains of bacteria and beneficial fungus and, you know, all these guys in our bugs in our body and on our body that need to be very, very, diverse and a lot of them. But we have this extinction happening with antibiotics where we're taking antibiotics or multiple courses of antibiotics throughout our life, and it starts to kill off certain strands of bacteria, certain strains of these organisms that we need. And once you do that over and over and over and over, and then you have a bad diet or you have a moderately bad diet, and then you've got stress and maybe you're on medication and maybe you live in a polluted city, all these things start to diminish the diversity of your gut bacteria. And when that happens, the pathogens kind of start to take over, the bad guys start to take over. And this is when we have overgrowths of candida and leaky gut and yeast infections and autoimmune, everything happens when that starts, right? So what they discovered is if you just start to remove certain foods and you do certain types of food combining, which I mention in the book as well, which comes from Donna Gates' research and work, it starts to alter the diversity. You become more diverse. It's like you've added more diverse bacteria without even taking probiotics, just by changing what you're feeding.
Well, you're trying
them
to create that equilibrium again, where one's outweighing the other.
Yeah, the eco balance. It's like if you start throwing food into the front yard, like say you're throwing trash in the front yard, and then you've got possums and raccoons and parasites and worms and maggots coming to eat the trash. But then you clean up the trash and you start throwing nuts and seeds and things like that. Then all of a sudden you've got birds coming and bees coming, and now you've slowly altered the ecosystem in your garden. And now you've got a healthier garden. Very similar. So literally in 7 days, you can start to alter, even with the most disturbed gut, even with people with Crohn's. And I'm not saying you can heal that in 7 days.
But you can certainly make a dent in it.
You can start making a dent. And this can become a lifestyle. And it's not rigorous at all.
Right. So that's the idea. It's not like when you say – that's why the word diet is always misleading. We've talked about this in previous podcasts.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, okay, diet, it comes across as being, well, this is something you do in short term. It's a bit of a fad. But you're really serious. You're making life choices that are changing for a long term.
Right.
Incorporating this into your lifestyle.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't do a lot of the stuff I did under the BED and stuff that we talk about a lot. Mm-hmm. But I still go out and I'll go buy, and I'm not making my own, but I'll go buy the probiotic sauerkraut and whatnot. Mm-hmm.
Cultured veggies, fermented foods.
Don't eat mm-hmm. much sugar anymore. I try not to. Even when you say, let's go get some ice cream.
Mm-hmm.
I won't do it.
Well, sometimes you have to. But 80-20.
80-20. Which is the word diet. Which you reminded me, because I always thought 80-20 was more that you want to have like 80% green, 20% protein, you know, vegetables and protein. Mm-hmm. And you just put it in different terms. You said 80% alkaline foods, 80% acidic.
Yeah, because you can get protein from vegetables. So it's just acidity versus alkalinity. So you want to have a mostly alkaline plate of food. And so you have to look up what those foods are, because I'm not going to go into all of them now. But they're usually, I'll give you a clue, they're mostly vegetables. And highly acidic things tend to be animal proteins and nuts and things that have high levels of fats in them. They tend to be more acidic. And so, you know, you want the 80-20 rule on the plate is kind of a good rule of thumb.
I have to reeducate myself, because I actually, you know, I realize I'm eating stuff. And like you just said, this, when you just mentioned this, the difference between acidic and alkaline, I was thinking of the food I had yesterday for breakfast, Whole Foods. I'm like, I think that was all acidic.
Yeah.
I think maybe 1% of it was alkaline. And I truly forgot that.
And people argue about it because they say, well, what about keto? We have so much animal protein. Well, you can actually offset that by having a lot of green leafy veggies with your protein. That's okay. That's allowed. It's not illegal, you know, unless you're doing like the carnivore diet. That's a different story. And that's, you know, we should get an expert on the carnivore diet on our podcast so they can explain to me the questions I have about
alkaline,
what about kidney function? What about, you know, what about hydrochloric acid depletion in the body? Like, what about these things that could be detrimental to, you know, heavy on the kidneys and the liver and blah, blah, blah. Anyway, so I was going back to the word diet. So diet As a noun, it can either refer to just the food one person eats, like this, what's in your diet, you know, the food you eat every day. It doesn't mean you're on a diet, you're not on the South Beach diet, you're not losing weight, you know. It just can mean the foods that make up your life, your daily intake of consumption of food. What is that? It's called the diet, your human diet.
Marketing makes it seem as if it's something that's just, you want this diet over that diet. It's like classifying just someone who comes up with some kind of routine.
Yeah. Well, then there's now the other way that you can use the word diet is by foods that you restrict, foods that you, a customized form of eating where you add and restrict certain types of foods for various reasons, usually health reasons. Yeah. So what else? More questions.
Golden turmeric milk. That sounds delicious.
Mm-hmm. Anti-inflammatory and extremely, you know, for people that miss coffee, people that miss that morning beverage, it's extremely comforting. It's a nice thing to have in the morning.
You know what would be great? I come over here, we do a podcast. Maybe there's a cup or two around here once in a while. I don't know. These wonderful recipes you give to the world. I haven't tried one of them. I feel left out,
man. You know what's funny? I think everyone in the world should get the opportunity to write a book. Because write a book, have a dog or some kids, have a husband, and run a household, and still have a job.
Or have a wife.
Or a wife, or both. And then they can stop giving me shit. You know, you can literally like lose friends over this because they have no concept of how much time, especially when you only have a couple of months to do it, you're being commissioned to write it, and you have all you can do is wake up in the morning, maybe you eat, and you sit down in front of your computer and you don't even make yourself anything but a cup of water, and you write and you write and you write.
I think I'm getting lambasted here,
and
folks.
You write
so,
and you research.
I just wish the day when you like when you made this stuff, because I know you did, that I was around for it. I just never am.
Excuse me, we made some of these recipes in the past and filmed them.
I know.
Yeah.
I didn't have just the golden turmeric milk. I'd love to
Well, try. I mean, you haven't had 70 things from this.
She's passionate right now. She's getting on me. She's like, don't even. So did you have to use a lot of spell check when you were making this book?
Oh, dude. Siri. I'm like, Siri, how do you spell health? I am not. My brain is filled with content, not organization. So that's why it's so nice to have an editor. And the company I worked with provided an editor and provided layout artists and photographers. They called me and asked me what are the most photogenic recipes that I have? And then in-house, they cooked them and then they took pictures, and then they asked me what I thought, and then I gave them a thumbs up or thumbs down. It was really fun. As hard as it was, and as, you know, 24 hours a day, I felt like I was just in that mode. And, you know, at the same time, we had to move, right?
Are these your pictures, by the way?
No, I just told you. I just told you. They took them in-house. They took pictures,
the reason why I asked, because it looks like it could have been taken here. Did I miss what
God
happened?
God help me.
God help you?
But
This
was happening,
yeah.
We also moved, right? We moved from a couple blocks away, and I got this book to write. I had to start writing. And then, of course, we also, there's something else happened that I can't mention yet until it's a done deal, but that happened as well. And then, halfway through this book, as I'm sending them everything on time and even before the deadlines were up, they optioned me for a second book. So I have one in the pipe, and that's going to be, I think, geared towards children and gut health. I think it's been the most requested. Besides this thing, like a beginner's hand-holding type of book, that was my biggest request. The second one would be children.
Well, let's read some stuff from the book here. I was going to go foods to avoid. I love this because this is where, okay,
Yeah, I mean, you can look at some of them.
I'm looking at them, but I won't. You'll have to go to the book.
Fats and refined oils. You know, it just goes through every single possible thing. Foods to avoid, foods to include and exclude, and even like have in moderation.
Okay.
And then what else? So there's a little tracker. There's that guy in there.
I saw that.
To help you track your symptoms and how you feel. There's also a transitions, like ways that at the end of the 7 days or at the end of however long you choose to take up this diet, you can decide that if some of your symptoms are still remaining, how you can transition on to other diets that are more rigorous than mine, like the Body Ecology, and it explains how to do that.
Oh, I like this meal plan.
Yeah, the meal plans are super
cool. So you got all these recipes in here, which is great, and then you have this page that breaks down, if you wanted to, how to incorporate this into your day, and you kind of give a simple meal plan. I like that.
Mm-hmm.
So like when to have that, when to do that. Well, this is great. You laid it out in a way where I feel that, you know, someone who knows nothing, someone who knows a little bit, and you don't spend...
The shopping list, like you can literally just take a picture of the shopping list and go to the store with it and take it with you. And now you've got, you know, also the tools that, you know, tools for what you should have in your kitchen, what you should do with foods that you shouldn't be eating right now, you know, what you should do with them in the meantime.
So when you do the shopping list, you'll pretty much be set with most of the stuff in there?
Not every single thing, because you don't want to have to buy every single thing. That would be a pricey day at the market.
What would you like me to read?
I don't know. Let me see.
Because I would read the whole thing to the
yeah. That would mean that people wouldn't buy it then. But so let me see. We've got everything from all of the different types of organic and non-organic foods that, you know, are.
Well, let's give our audience a surprise. Read them something that would be beneficial. Give them a piece of information of what they can expect.
You can't catch me off guard. Ooh, chocolate brownies.
I want you to do it.
Chocolate covered banana nut butter bites.
I know. I'm hungry looking at these recipes.
Guacamole and pink cabbage kimchi. You've had that. You watched me make that. You filmed me making that. Yeah, there's snacks and desserts.
What's that curry over brown rice? What is that?
Yeah, that's chicken coconut curry.
See, that's my favorite.
There's a lot of one pot things. It also breaks it down into how easy it is. Like if this is less than 30 minutes to make, this is, you know, a quick prep. Yeah, this is chicken avocado lime soup. There's a bunch of vegetarian things in here. There's meatballs and spaghetti squash. There's, I'm getting hungry.
Lamb bites? I saw that.
Yeah, lamb bites.
Pan-fried bison. We've made that.
Bacon,
that's right.
We've done... So there's like vegan gluten-free falafels. There's... Gosh, I forgot about
sweet
some
potato
of these.
And spinach comfort.
Steamed cod and ginger. Ooh, over wild rice. Ooh.
Can't beat a shrimp scampi.
Mm-hmm. Shrimp scampi. Butter jams.
Are you getting
walnuts.
Hungry?
I'm getting so hungry.
What's that? Hold on. What's that go
wild
back?
Wild rice stir fry.
Okay.
Baked russet French fries with parsley and garlic. They're not really fried, but you have to call them French fries. So these things are super easy. That's what's amazing about them is that they're, you know, people who aren't kitchen savvy, they're just simple and they're easy to feed to kids also. It's just easy. And then, of course, you have your kefir in there, which I'm huge on. And then the smoothie section is massive. Papaya banana smoothies, monkey madness smoothies, alkalizing green smoothie, berries and green smoothies, like tons of stuff like that. And then there's science. There's a lot of really good science in here about it all, about how to choose a gut health diet. It talks about the Body Ecology and the gut and psychology syndrome and the low FODMAP diet, checking in with your symptoms, your preparation guides, your shopping lists, what to expect as far as symptoms. Let's see, your 7-day diet. I'm just like loving this right now. I haven't really, well, I did read it, but I have to read it again.
Well, I love it because right now you're just like, if I go home, I'll go, okay, what do I want for lunch? I can just go to a page and lunch.
Yeah,
and
exactly. Make something. Or take a picture. This is what I suggest. I suggest you take a picture of the shopping list and keep it in your phone all the time. And that way when you go to the grocery store and you're like, what do I do?
But
you look at the shopping list.
But the kefir you recommend making still, correct?
What?
You recommend making the kefir, right? Because we made countless of videos on
that. Coconut kefir or the dairy kefir, goat's kefir, stuff like that. Absolutely. And there's even resources on supplements I recommend in here, you know. Just Thrive is in here.
Yeah, I saw that.
And then, you know, it also explains how to prepare. Like, it's a huge thing that people don't realize when you get on a diet is how important it is to prepare so that you aren't waiting until you're starving to make things. You always have things in Tupperwares in your fridge.
When you're starving, you make the worst decisions just to feed yourself.
Organizing your pantry, that it takes you through that. Setting up your kitchen, things you must have, things that are nice to have.
Give me a few things you must have.
You have to have a high-powered blender.
Oh, the Vitamix. Yeah, I got one.
It doesn't have to be a Vitamix, but it has to be a high-powered blender.
But I'll tell you, folks, the Vitamix is great. Mm. I love it. I use it every day.
Me too. Me too. And then there's like mason jars, you know, four or five quart size mason jars, but I won't go into more of that. You can't know it all. Foods to avoid, foods in moderation, foods to enjoy, by the way, is 2 pages long.
Give me a few foods to enjoy.
Foods in moderation is 1 page. Foods to avoid, 1 page.
Throw a few out there. Just come on, throw a few.
To enjoy, well, almost every vegetable is on here just about. And then the ones that are prebiotics have little stars next to them. So that makes it so simple for you.
I didn't hear specific. You got to throw a few nuggets out there. Come on.
Wait, let me see. Ghee. Avocado oil. I use avocado oil a lot.
Oh, avocado oil. Really?
Yeah. There are some grains and seeds in here. Like
you cook
amaranth
with avocado oil? Like
spelt.
Will you fry an egg with avocado oil?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And ghee. Mm-hmm. And let's see. It goes through all the fish that are lowest in mercury, which is nice to know.
Anything that is above sort of the bottom feeders, right? Like halibut, salmon.
Anchovies, flounder. Things you've never heard of, like haddock.
I've heard of haddock.
I hadn't.
Baked haddock.
I had never heard of some of these fish back in the day. I was like, what? I'm like, what is a pollock?
It's like a thin white fish.
What's a pollock? That was
I know
an
what a
artist.
Pollock is. I don't know what a pollock is.
I thought pollock was an artist. Okay. Anyway, so it goes through spices and condiments and probiotic foods, explains prebiotic foods. It goes through all sorts of really good things that are good for the gut. That's the whole thing also is how are they easy to digest, you know? And it talks about probiotics, getting to know fermented foods,
now,
following
has,
basic food combining.
So if someone has, say, if you said, you know, would this be good for someone who has severe allergies, you know, people who are, you know, very sensitive to a lot of foods, they just kind of have to alter it? I mean, would you, especially if it's associated with the gut, because most, as you said, if you attend to the gut, some of these allergies might go away in time?
Yeah. So that's what it's all for. Well, you know how I feel. Like, I believe that everything starts in the gut. So even if you don't have gut-related issues, but you've got other issues like hormone issues or, you know, you're dealing with cancer or you're dealing with other autoimmune diseases, you have to begin by upregulating digestion. You have to. You don't have a choice. You will have such a difficult time healing your body if you've not addressed your gut imbalances, whether they're minor or major. But here, I'll read an excerpt, why don't I? Chapter 1. It starts with your gut. You will one day be able to look back on your life and exclaim, I was alive when medicine as we knew it changed. We are literally living in a time when the entire medical model of how we view health is making a profound, monumental shift. In your lifetime, scientists went from thinking the human body was made up of and controlled by about 37 trillion human cells to realizing that not only are we made up of 10 times as many bacterial cells, but these amazing bacteria are the ones truly in charge of the human body. Science has discovered that the bulk of these microbes reside in the gut, and these little organisms make up about 85% of our immune system. This makes it such a fascinating, exciting field of study. Our guts rule. And that's just a little excerpt there. And then it goes on to talk about your second brain, your microbiome, understanding gut dysfunction, dealing with a damaged gut, intestinal permeability, autoimmune conditions, the importance of a healthy diet. It's so thorough, but yet not overwhelming with all kinds of clinical data. But it's in there. If you're a nerd, you go back into the references and resources, and you can look up those different statements.
And this is thin enough to carry in your backpack, in your bag. Mm-hmm.
And to give to everybody.
Or you could put it like behind your shirt in your pants if you want to walk out of the bookstore with it and not pay for it. No, I'm kidding.
Jesus.
I'm all awful. No, I'm impressed that you actually wrote this. I'm impressed that you actually have this book out and that you made it so simple and it's thin. It really, that's the big one. I mean,
yeah, it's easy to read.
It's easy to read.
Yeah. And it's it gives you a really, yeah, thank you. Thanks. I'm pretty proud of it and I'm ready to get back to work. I just want to write a bunch of books now. I want to do one on hormones and I want, because you know how complex, well, the gut is complex. Hormones are complex. Children and health is complex. And all these things need to be turned into a book like this. Not like a book for dummies. First of all, I hate that, those books. Those books like, you know, Fixing Mechanics for Dummies. Like, it's not that at all. It's not. Because it's very thorough in its presentation and how it reads. So it's just that it simplifies things into a way where there isn't that extra, I've trimmed the fat for you so you can just...
Made it a lean piece of meat. You know, something it is missing, though. You didn't put I'd like to dedicate this book to Charlie, Mark, and people who helped with the podcast. I don't know. I didn't see that in there.
Well, if you would have purchased one and read it, you would have seen the acknowledgments back on pay on there with the author's page.
Hold on. Let me see that.
No, you can't read it.
What do you mean?
You're not named in there for sure, but my friends are. Of course not. Of course not.
You said your friends are and I'm not named in there?
Well, my friends are named as friends.
So I'm going to end this podcast and never talk to you ever again. And good luck with your podcast and your book. I'm going to go home and make some coconut turmeric milk, okay?
Good luck. You don't have the book. You're not going to know how to make it.
I'm leaving.
Anyway, so yeah, it's definitely a great accomplishment for me, and I'm super happy.
So where should I go buy this thing?
Yes, you should. You should go to healthygutgirl.com, and you should scroll down to the picture that says The Gut Health Diet for Beginners. And click on there and it'll take you to where you can purchase it. It's in pre-order mode at the moment. And it's basically on Amazon.
When's it actually going to be released?
November 27th, which is my birthday. And it's only $15.99. I mean, come on, guys. You know, this can change people's lives. It has. It will.
That's a glass of Merlot, man.
Two glasses of Merlot at happy hour.
In Los Angeles, that's a glass of Merlot, right? Happy hour, 9, 10, gotcha.
Anyway, so, but as usual, you know, I mentioned Dr. Robert Marshall in there a lot. I mentioned Dr. Charlie in there. I mentioned Donna Gates in there and how much of an influence they had on my career and my health and all of my clients. They really have shaped, you know, my career. And I love them for that. And, the recipe, I mean, it's nothing that I made up in my head. It's all messages that I've acquired in the last 13 years of my life, just one after the next, you know, just filling my brain with this information and then ultimately relaying it in my own voice tweaking it to, like I said, the difference between this gut health diet and others is I feel like I went out of my way to simplify things, but to also mitigate the die-off. That's a big, big, big part of that book. So you're not suffering when you're trying to get better. There's nothing worse than like, I'm so sick of being sick. And then you take on something like this and then you get worse. You know, that's the worst thing. And then you're like, heck with it. I'm just going to be sick forever. Instead, it's like this ease. It eases you into it. So yeah. And again, healthygutgirl.com. Go to the shop page if you want to sign up for a Premier Research Labs account, which I talk about a little bit in that book as far as recommending digestive enzymes and hydrochloric acid and pink salt and also Just Thrive probiotics and different prebiotic powders. And you can certainly go onto my shop page and see all of those products that I recommend. And you can also...
I think you covered all of it.
I think so.
Since I can't read any of the book to our public.
I really want to say that I am so grateful for all of the traffic and activity that we've had over the last few months. I feel like since we've been so consistent with the podcast and so funny and so clever and so helpful, people have been leaving reviews, and I can't believe the difference it's making. That is blowing my mind. People are leaving reviews, and it's making our podcast climb the charts. We were actually number 6 at one point in the health category of iTunes. And then we vacillate now between 17.
We were at 67th at one point.
Oh, yeah. We were in the hundreds. Yeah. And now we went up. Yeah. And then we went up to the 20s, and then we went to number 6.
Yeah, that's right. We're in the top 10.
And now we're going back and forth of all-time podcasts, not just one. I'm talking about all our podcast. The whole podcast is going – it's in the top 20. And
well, we've been doing this for years, and we just knew there was a lot of knowledge out here to share. And I think we're just finally starting to see that it's catching on.
People yeah.
Going, yeah. And so, these guys don't suck.
So I just want everybody – yeah. I want everybody to go and write a review. And let me tell you how to do it. All you do is you go to your podcast app if you have an iPhone, and you click on that, and or if you're on iTunes, and you click on Stuff Your Doctor Should Know. And then you just scroll all the way down, and you'll see the ratings and the stars and everything, and give us 5 stars. And then go down a little further, and you see a little tiny purple highlighted thing that says write a review. And then say something clever and fun. And
and then come by Kat's house, knock on the door. She'll give you a signed copy of the book.
Yeah.
If you bring it by.
Yeah.
She's like, don't even think about saying that.
But
when are you going to – are you going to go to like a bookstore and do like a signing at some point?
Yeah. I mean, I think – I don't know about a bookstore because there's not many of those left.
Oh, that's right. It would have to be an event or something.
Yeah, but I was thinking of doing something more to reach more people, like maybe even at Whole Foods, because they're going to carry it most likely. I need to talk to Luca over there, and I was probably going to carry it and do like just like a little tiny thing there.
Right.
I mean, there's a bunch of stuff set up. We're doing – I'm probably going to be at Osteo Strong soon doing a little talk. And either way, get on – we'll let you know.
Right.
Yeah, it's going
to
be
in
the
event calendar.
I'm just
posing that. I was just thinking about that. That would be great.
And you – and we're, trust me, I'll make a big old deal out of it.
And she may even have some coconut turmeric milk out front. I hope so.
So if you go and follow me on Instagram, healthygutgirl_, because somebody else took Healthy Gut Girl a long time ago. Anyway, I am the real Healthy Gut Girl. Please stand up. Please stand up. And it's healthygutgirl_ Instagram. And that's where you'll see all, if I have an event coming up, if I have a podcast alert, all that stuff. Or you can even sign up for my newsletters now, which I'm starting to send out a little more frequently. But I won't bombard you, I promise. And in order to do that, you go to healthygutgirl.com and click on get your podcast alerts. What else? I think that's everything. Everything, friends. Keep listening. We've got some good guests coming up. And buy my book, Gut Health Diet for Beginners.
Thanks for supporting the show.
Yay!